Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. I'm your host of this weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. I've been noticing lately a little insidious fiend slipping itself into the thinking of some wonderful people I've been working with or talking to. I realize this little devil's one that's familiar to me as well, and hearing that devil try to bring down some great people makes me more conscious of how this little trickster is influencing me, and I'd like that to stop. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's that voice that says, either aloud or to ourselves, I don't deserve this good thing. I hear it all the time. There's a sense that some good thing we've received we're really not worthy of. As if from whoever we receive it or by whatever God gave it to us, they must not really know us or this wouldn't be coming to us. Or the other similar thought is, I can't have this good thing and won't receive it willingly because I'm not good enough for it. I haven't proved myself enough or earned it through usually through hard labor and suffering. We sometimes even go so far as to reject gratitude as misplaced. What we've done right there is reject someone's thought towards us. We've said their honest outpouring of thanks or praise or whatever isn't merited, so we have actually rejected their gift. If someone gave you something they found to be precious and you scoffed at it, wouldn't you sort of be rejecting something they held dear? Gratitude is a heart gift. How much dearer can it be? We can receive gratitude that's given with humility, but not with rejection, even in our thought. And so let's take this to another level. When God gives us a gift, blesses us with something wonderful in our lives, whether it be a good job, a relationship, a home we love, a joyful experience, who are we to reject that or qualify it? God's gift comes because we do deserve it. And we deserve it because we are made to express God's qualities, to be the object and expression of love and life. Not because we've humanly followed some so-called perfect course of life or paid our dues or suffered enough or proved enough. God knows what he is doing better than the little ego does, so we can receive these riches willingly and gratefully without rejecting them outright or somehow qualifying them by seeing them as misplaced in us. And that goes for spiritual riches of inspiration and divine purpose as well. I see many people with great gifts and talents feeling that somehow they're not using them well, they're not good enough at practicing them, that they don't deserve to have them because they're somehow betraying these gifts because they don't feel they're rising to some arbitrary standard for their use. This devil of undeserving is at its worst, I think, when it whispers to us that we don't deserve a good life, good health, or peace of mind because we haven't been perfect enough, don't understand enough how to behave or think or pray or meditate or whatever. Who said that? Does the God who is love, that made you to express life fully, wish to deprive you of something that celebrates his own nature because of some circumstances or choices that really don't weigh into his thinking and loving at all? We're rejecting the gifts that are freely given by believing that they're not within our reach. When truly, that lie about our right to these good and infinite qualities is probably the one thing keeping them from us. Or it certainly plays into that continued lack of peace and joy and well-being. Because when we think of ourselves as less than, tends to be the life we agree to. But we can turn that around through our awareness and receptiveness to what is being given to us. you do deserve a vacation. Not because you put in X amount of hours, but because God sees that the experiences He has made ready for you at the right time, you're ready for as well. You do deserve a good and satisfying relationship. That's something that feels right for you. It's not because you have been perfect in every relationship before, or that you're a perfect mortal with a perfect body, having made perfect choices. You deserve it because right now you are lovable, and God right now wants to show you His love in ways that are just right and satisfying for you. And the truth is that what we think makes us less than worthy of goodness is often the very thing that makes us very special. And it's our compassion or understanding or wisdom. And likely we're much more appreciative maybe at a certain point in our life and more grateful than one who might look on the surface like they're just doing everything perfectly and they're always certainly justified in receiving these wonderful blessings and rewards. Of course, as we all know, those individuals that seem perfect and deserving may also be saying the same thing as we are. Do I deserve this? What have I done or been that is so special? It's just a sneaky, sneaky little snake belief that we want to buy into. But you know, that's kind of the whole thing. It's about you, but it really actually isn't. It's about God. It's about how generous and loving He is. It's about how much He knows and adores you in spite of what you think you know so well about your idiosyncrasies and doubts and flaws. Those are irrelevant in the face of what God knows is right for you. What you do deserve and what you can accept with gratitude, without excuses or justifications, and with open arms. It's about God's love. You deserve to be happy, really happy. Why? Because that's God's pleasure. That's His law. That's what He demands. Who are we to reject that, to qualify it? So start with this moment. All that you need to deserve good things and joy right now is to be you. To be ready, to be open, and to be you. Jesus said, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Did you hear any ifs in that? Like if you put your time in and have sacrificed enough? Again, it's not about you and your human deserving. That's all a matter of opinion anyway. It's about God and His good pleasure. His generosity. He's ready and willing. Are you? Thanks for listening. I hope that was helpful or at least thought-provoking. I would love to chat with you more or set up a session with you for coaching or spiritual guidance. You can contact me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more Divine Purpose Insights. See you next week.